This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So to reiterate, some breaking news this morning was the CDC has given their guidance on what people vaccinated can do now that they receive their vaccination. Please keep in mind, you're not considered fully vaccinated until it has been over 2 weeks from your second dose of your Pfizer, BioNTech, or Moderna vaccine, or over 2 weeks after you received a single dose Johnson & Johnson vaccine, because it takes a while for the antibodies to be made. Many people have asked, why wasn't it good enough after one shot? Well, even though we got some great data coming out of Israel, according to Pfizer and Moderna, their safety trials and their clinical trials, they found that the most efficacy against fighting severe COVID happened after two shots, where it was a boom, boom, 3 weeks, 4 weeks respectively, where the mRNA comes into the body, our cytoplasm makes spike proteins, our immune system learns those spike proteins, and then tries to fight it off. So it takes a couple weeks for the antibodies to work. They wanted to make sure there was going to be a strong enough immune response, so that's why we had two shots. And so fully vaccinated people, according to the CDC, can visit with other fully vaccinated people indoors without wearing masks or physical distancing, which means hopefully Easter dinner, if everybody's vaccinated, you guys can all hang out. If there's a get-together, a small game night, poker night, everybody vaccinated, CDC thinks it's okay for everybody to hang out. You can visit unvaccinated people from a single household who are at low risk of severe COVID-19 disease indoors without wearing masks or physical distancing. If you want to go over to your daughter's house, she has a couple kids, everybody's low risk. Even though the kids haven't been vaccinated, they believe you could go over there for Easter, which is fantastic because we've been dying to, you know, have some sort of normalcy when it came to the holidays, Easter, Passover. They said if you have been exposed to somebody who had COVID, you do not have to go into quarantine and testing as long as you don't have symptoms. So somebody at work, let's say, you know, had COVID, you don't have any symptoms, you feel fine, you don't have to test. But because you could still carry the virus, because you could still shed it, they want you to take precautions in public, like wearing a well-fitted mask, physical distancing. They want you to still wear masks. They still want you to adhere to other prevention measures. When you're visiting unvaccinated people who are at increased risk for severe COVID, we still believe you could carry it on you. We believe you could still breathe it out. We're going into allergy season. You could sneeze it out. We want to make sure that even though you're not sick, you can't still spread it. If you have an unvaccinated household member who is at increased risk for severe COVID-19, they hopefully should be getting their vaccine soon. But remember, it takes a couple months because they have to get one shot. Then a month later, they get their second shot. We have to wait a couple weeks on top of that. So right now, 10% from what we're understanding of the United States population has been what it appears to be, fully vaccinated. So 10%, that would be, 30 million? 36 million people have had both shots. That's even though 80 million have had at least one shot. That's pretty good. Not as fast as other countries, but it's a big country. They still want to make sure that if you go to places with multiple households, like a party, you're still wearing masks and doing guidelines. They want you to avoid minimum and large-sized in-person gatherings. They want you to get tested if experiencing COVID-19 symptoms. Because, again, just because you were vaccinated doesn't mean you can't be sick. They also want to make sure you follow your guidance by individual employers because they don't want you getting fired, saying, yeah, but the CDC said I could do this. And then, of course, you need to follow the CDC and Health Travel Department travel requirements and recommendations. Those are still, with masks, still social distancing. So this is great. You know, CDC has been taking a little bit of time. They were supposed to publish it last Thursday. Why did they take so long? Some people think, well, maybe they wanted to see what was going on with the CDC, with spring break. Maybe they want to see what's going on with the variants. You know, I've spoken about this. I do foresee a surge in cases. Spring break has just started. We've just started spring break season. You have a lot of young ones who are a little over it. You have people that have gotten vaccinated, and they're like, we want to finally get out and do things. You have companies that have been just starving that are trying to reopen. I mean, I've seen multiple companies, I don't want to name any, that, you know, technically we're supposed to be at 25 or less than 50% capacity. And, you know, having been in these places before, you know they were seating more than that. I think, you know, fatigue or the numbness people now have to all the guidelines are starting to fall off. You know, in fact, you know, people ask me, they go, you know, why are these businesses not, you know, why are these businesses allowing, you know, people in, and why aren't they, you know, still doing the 50%, or, you know, they're not following the guidelines? It's because they got nothing to lose right now. You know, businesses were threatened with closure. Or losing their business license. These places are about to go under. So they have absolutely nothing to lose. So I'm seeing some places say, you want to know what? Fine. You want to party? Fine. And yeah, somebody complains, you know, police might come or some inspector might come and say, you can't do that. And they'll go, oh, my bad. Maybe they'll get a fine. But if they already realize that they are going under, that they're filing bankruptcy, they're closing up shop, and then their business license is going to be over with, so I think you have a lot of people on their last straw. So, you know, the CDC, I think, had to take all that into account and said, look, you know, we need there to be a carrot. You know, we need there to be an incentive for people to get vaccinated. And so they publish this so people can see, look, you know, there's the light at the end of the tunnel. Right? I'll be able to hang out for Easter if I do. Well, technically, it takes a while to get vaccinated because you need to get one shot and then 4 weeks later the next and then, you know, 2 weeks after that to know you're fully vaccinated. But still, I think it's, you know, dangling the carrot saying, look, guys, you know, if you want to be able to kind of congregate and do things, get your vaccine. And that's what they wanted to do. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOT-BELLY. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there. And many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hello, I'm a bald person. Which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi guys, we are back on Dr. Dolly's show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So Disneyland is going to open at limited capacity on April 1st. Magic Mountain, Universal Studios, and the happiest place on earth is now going to make a bunch of people happy, especially if you're only going to be at 15% capacity. Man, not going to be a lot of lines. So this is pretty, pretty exciting stuff. Now, California has had these tiers where if you're in tier purple, it means many non-essential indoor businesses operations have to be closed. Number of newly daily cases more than 7 per 100,000 people. Positivity rate is more than 8%. If you're red, you still can't open. A lot of places cannot open. Some non-essential indoor businesses are still closed. Number of cases between 4 to 7 per 100,000 and positivity rate between 5 and 8%. But Orange allows some indoor businesses to open up. And we think Disneyland is hopefully, or the county is going to fall in, Anaheim is going to fall into that category, where number of newly cases is 1 to 3.9 per 100,000 people, or positivity rate between 2 and 4.9%. And then minimum or yellow means most indoor businesses could be open without modifications, less than 2% positivity rate, only one at the most per 100,000 people cases of COVID. So Disneyland has been closed since March of 2020. They were supposed to open, remember, July, limited, but as cases began to rise, they couldn't. So the park's been closed for over a year. Now, the hotel's still going to be closed. You have to make reservations to get to Disneyland. The only hotel that might open is the Villas at Disney's Grand California Hotel and Spa. That's going to open in May. California Health and Human Services Secretary Mark Gailey said, "We feel like now is the appropriate time to begin to reintroduce these activities in some fashion and in a guarded way, in a slow and steady way." So they want to slowly ease people into Disneyland. And mind you, April 1st, that's, you know, still during spring break season, you know, people are going to go crazy. Now, from what I understand, it's not open to everybody. I've already tried to buy tickets. You can't get any tickets online. I looked weeks after because I'm like, oh, my gosh. You know, to get to go to Disneyland with low lines, that's going to be fantastic. It already seems like it's pretty booked. I think what's happening is annual passers might... It looks like it's going to be more for California visitors. I don't know the guidelines if you have to be vaccinated. My guess is no, because a lot of kids haven't gotten vaccinated yet, and Disneyland is supposed to be for kids. So you got the teenagers, you got kids. You know, my son has a senior trip. Their senior trip is always Disneyland. And they always get to go crazy at Disneyland for senior trip. And not happening this year. So Disneyland being able to reopen is a sign that, you know, California is easing up. It can also be a sign that Governor Newsom is feeling the heat. Newsom recall organizers, as you know, there's people wanting to recall him, say they have nearly 2 million signatures in their recall drive. And so you needed, I think, 1.5 million, but the signatures need to be verified and validated. So, you know, as opposed to, you know, what we think should have been done in the last election that wasn't, they're going to now verify every single signature, make sure they're all legit, you know, for this recall. So, hey, look, at least, you know, somebody's making sure the process is fair. And so what the recall organizers did is they made sure that they had above and beyond the number of people, because if ones get thrown out, there's going to be more than enough to cover it. Now, what does that mean? Well, it means it goes up on a ballot. Then California votes to keep him in office or not. They say the registration edge between Democrats and Republicans is 22%. Governor Newsom still has an approval rating of about 50%. It has been going down. Can they overthrow him? Can they not? You know, it's California. A lot of people think it's its own world. It's its own country. Let it do its thing. But California is interesting. You know, California used to set the stage for what happens throughout. And you know, we think that California kind of isolated themselves, and it, what happened to them really didn't affect everybody else. I live in Nevada. I'm telling you right now, it's not true. But what happens in California really affects Nevadans. It does. We don't want it to, but it does. So when less people came, you know, we had less tourism. We didn't have all the industry meetings. We didn't have the conventions. That got hurt. And California feeds a lot of us. We lowered the prices of our hotels, and a bunch of Californians did come. A lot of Californians tried to escape their lockdowns, you know, but we really rely on California more than we think. And then look at the movie industry. You know, you have AMC theaters, Regal theaters, Cinemark theaters. You know, they can't really open up and make money if you don't have Hollywood doing their thing. And Hollywood, Hollywood doesn't feel like, you know, they're going to make enough money, you know, just streaming or, you know, with an anemic grand, you know, opening weekend, they might not launch the movie. And if they don't launch a movie, then who's going to the theaters? So theaters all across America are really relying on what happens with California. California just seems to be the slowest in reopening. Now, you know, what do the experts say? Is California overdoing it? Well, that's not what we're hearing. We keep hearing from the Biden administration that there is going to be a surge. And how much of it? How bad of it? Well, according to one epidemiologist, they think that right now the U.S. is in the eye of the hurricane right now. Now, the eye of a hurricane means it's kind of calm winds. We feel like we're good, but it's very temporary because the rest of the hurricane is supposed to go through. Now, what I've seen with the eye of hurricanes is the last part isn't as bad as the first part. The anticipation, the waiting, the weeks leading up to it, that's devastating. Yeah, the hurricane is still devastating after the eye, but it moves quickly through. So that's what might happen, where we are going to see some jumps. Well, currently, we've been seeing some steep decreases, not just leveling or flattening the curve. We have seen drops in cases, drops in hospitalizations. You know, maybe it's warmer weather. Maybe it's because, you know, people just don't have money to go anywhere. There's no real parties or Christmas parties, you know, that people are getting vaccinated. But the infection numbers have plateaued. They say the U.S. has averaged 60,000 new cases daily in the past week. Multiple governors have eased safety measures. But in terms of the number of cases, there's a lot of people vaccinated going, look, if I'm sneezing, I'm not going to get tested. I don't have to get that thing stuck up my nose. I don't have to miss work. I got the vaccine. Leave me alone. So if we've had 80 million people receive at least one vaccine, most of those 80 million people aren't really up on getting tested if they don't have to. So we are going to see less tests, and then we are going to see less cases. What I care about is the hospitalization rate, and I care about the death rate. So as long as those are going down. But according to Michael Osterholm, the director of the Center for Infectious Disease Research and Policy at University of Minnesota, he said, let me just say we are in the eye of a hurricane right now. He thinks the spike is going to be fueled by the B.1.1.7 variant from the UK. It's going to, they say, surge within the next 6 to 14 weeks. He said 4 weeks ago, the B.1.1.7 variant made up 1 to 4% of the virus that we're seeing in communities across the country. Today, it's up to 30 to 40%. He said what we've seen in Europe, when we hit the 50% mark, you see cases surge. So he thinks we've been lagging behind Europe, which is why we aren't at their level in terms of case dropping. So in mid-January, the CDC warned of cases like the variant would see a rapid growth in early 2020. Now, the agency has reported more than 2,600 known cases of this variant across 46 states, Puerto Rico, D.C. Nearly a quarter of those cases are in Florida. But remember, a lot of people aren't getting tested. So the CDC is trying to analyze the samples they have. But if you don't have a lot of people getting tested, I'm assuming it's more rampant. Now, is B.1.1.7 more dangerous? We're told it hasn't been. But they do believe that it could put more people in the hospital, especially those that haven't been vaccinated. New research shows in the U.S. the variant is 59% to 74% more transmissible than the original novel coronavirus, and they think the cases are going to be increasing exponentially. You add spring break, you know, revelers as well, that could be an issue. So, you know, I don't blame Texas and Mississippi for doing what they did. They're tired. Their businesses are going under. Their governors are under a lot of pressure. California is even starting to feel the heat, so they're going to start opening, you know, businesses up. Not that Disneyland could survive on 15%, but at least they could show, look, people are safe. Let us do what we need to do. But, yeah, I do predict we'll have a surge. 1-877-DOC-DELI.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The CDC says fully vaccinated individuals can take part in small gatherings indoors with others who have been fully vaccinated. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says they can do so without face masks or social distancing. Dr. Walensky also saying if someone is fully vaccinated, they can then be around someone who's at low risk regarding coronavirus, which is big news, according to Fox News medical contributor Dr. Mark Sapphire.
That means grandma can come and visit their grandchildren who, if grandma's vaccinated, if grandma's fully vaccinated, right, and grandchildren are low-risk groups, they can come without a mask and distancing. That wasn't on the table before.
A new study from WalletHub says Americans paid off nearly $83 billion in credit card debt in 2020. And you're listening to USA Radio News. The price of gasoline continues to increase, up 5 cents a gallon last week.
That 5 cent increase makes it up to a national average of 277, which is 32 cents higher than a month ago and 40 cents higher than a year ago. According to Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com, motorists will soon see even higher prices.
Motorists can expect gas prices to continue inching ahead in the next week thanks to the continued rise in oil, and it does not look to end anytime soon as refiners soon begin to start switching to seasonal blends of gasoline mandated in the U.S. across the warmer months.
Across the country, Mississippi has the lowest prices at $2.42 a gallon, while California continues to be the highest at $3.74. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
Missouri Republican Senator Roy Blunt announced he will not run for re-election in 2022. USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Jennifer from Las Vegas, Nevada asks if I could advise a student in terms of what career to go into, what degree should I recommend they go and get in college at this point with all the changes going on. And you know, it's a great question. I have two kids of my own. One is going for engineering. The other one is undecided. He was very, very pro-medicine when he was younger. Liked a lot of it. And then I think he started to, you know, see some of the changes that, you know, happened. My having a medical office was fantastic, and it was fun. But eventually, with Obamacare couldn't maintain it. People had high deductibles and insurance companies weren't paying. They kept saying, nope, patient owes, they have a high deductible. So we had to send bills to the patients. Patients couldn't pay. I eventually closed the office and I went to teach and concentrate more on media and do telemedicine. So I think my son's image of medicine where, you know, you get to be a doctor and you get to have your own place and you get to help people and you get to make people laugh and make people feel better just, you know, might have gotten a little shaken, you know, in terms of, you know, what he thought medicine would be. So he's now kind of starting to rethink what he wants to go into. And I've been telling him business. I know that's kind of a safe sort of maybe 1980s thinking when it comes to college or when it comes to anybody looking at redefining themselves with the way the economy is going. But if you're young and you don't know what you want to go into, I don't see how getting a degree in business will hurt. Because if you are going to be a physician or a lawyer or a plumber or a teacher or an artist, you need to know how to run a business. That at some point, you're going to want to run your own business. And it doesn't mean you have to become CEO of a corporation. It means you need to kind of understand how the business world works. Do you really learn that in college? I mean, most of what I learned in college was maybe theory and, you know, but I, you know, being in the sciences, I think what I learned was a good background in science. But in terms of medicine, I learned medicine being out in the real world. You don't learn about medicine and running a medical office and all that, you know, in medical school. You just learn the science and the background and the medications and things like that. So I would probably recommend looking at a business degree. I know it might not be the most exciting, but at least having a business degree, you have a degree if you need to have a degree to get a job, and it teaches you a lot of things that you can hopefully apply to real life. That being said, if you have a child that really likes the arts, then tell them to get a degree in that. They have to like what they study. There's this growing trend that we've seen over the last 10, 15, maybe 20 years, that these degrees that many of our kids are getting aren't very useful. Now, why aren't they? Why are we hearing the term from the Gen Zs and the young millennials that college degrees are useless? Well, is it because so many people have one that when they apply for a job, they go, but look, I have a bachelor's. And they're like, so does the other 1,500 people that apply today. So? And maybe it's because so many people have a degree. Maybe it's because they picked a degree that isn't what that business needs. I mean, you know, maybe, you know, hotel, yeah, business degrees help, but they're looking more for somebody who has hotel administration. Maybe it's because many of these kids got the degree, but they didn't make connections. They didn't start working in their community. And such that, yep, I have a degree. I can then hopefully slide into, you know, this company because I've already been volunteering. I've already been interning. See, me, I tried to do it all. I tried to work. I tried to do the volunteer work. I tried to make the connections. I tried to keep my grades up. But I had to work. I couldn't spend hours of volunteer time when I had to support myself. I had to work. And where I worked weren't places that would really help my career, they were places that I could support, I could feed myself from. You know, I worked at Jack in the Box. I worked at the EPA. I tutored students. So luckily for me, it still helped and it made my resume look more robust, but it didn't, you know, it could have possibly hurt because I didn't volunteer and hang out and do internships and hobnob with, you know, people. So the degree I think a lot of kids are realizing is just one small piece to the whole picture of you having a career and you're having a job. But I think a lot of people, especially middle-aged people and some boomers, are thinking, you know what, I can't be an employee like I used to, because you don't have that longevity with the job and the pension and the support where we're going to take care of you till you age. And there's a lot of people out there that are out of jobs. We just saw a media group fire, you know, they had to cut 5% across the board of all their employees. You had anchors, you had people in marketing, you had people in the business for decades out of a job, middle age. So a lot of people that are middle age are kind of looking at this going, I don't know what to advise my kid to do. And I had that same conversation with my husband. I do not want to get it wrong. Things were so much simpler in the 80s. You know, well, be a pilot, be a firefighter, be a policeman, be a, you know, be a captain of a ship, be a, I mean, you know, you pick a career and you go with it, and now it's so different. Careers are changing. I wanted to own a bar. Me and my friends in medical school said, you know, this is what we could do. We could own a bar. You know, I'll handle the entertainment, you handle the alcohol, you handle this, you handle that. Like, we could do this. Look at who got hit the most during COVID. Bars. There's no way to predict which type of business is going to do the best. So I'm just as kind of scared about the future as you all are. Many of us are trying to redefine ourselves. Look at medicine. I never thought going to medical school that I would be trying to diagnose somebody blindly over the phone. We've taken medicine and completely transformed it to, you know what, yeah, try the antibiotic if it doesn't work. But we were trained not to do that. We were trained, you treat people, you diagnose them, and then with the diagnosis, you treat. You don't do the machine gun approach. In fact, the machine gun approach is kind of what got us into trouble with Obamacare in the first place, is because we ordered a whole bunch of tests going, well, it could be cancer, so we'll order the CT, we'll order the MRI, we'll order the ultrasound, we'll order this, order that, and we spend a lot of money. Telemedicine saves money because we can't order the tests a lot of times on telemedicine, but it's completely transformed the way we've done medicine. Who knew? So if you are going to advise your kid, or if you're trying to advise yourself on what to do, just realize that the world is very unpredictable. And so try to plan for unpredictability. Make sure you have a degree or you have some sort of a gift or attribute or skill that could be needed across all boards. We need plumbers. We need electricians. We need teachers. We need caregivers. There's always going to be somebody like that. And again, don't try to go for, well, I want to be rich. I want to come up with the next thing that's never been done. You can't do that. All right? You need to get your feet wet, because there you might fall upon something where, oh, nobody thought of this. But the average person that comes up with that patent, like, I think my husband knew very superficially the person, very not deeply, but knew the person that made those little street reflective little squares. I guess that person, I don't know who it is, his royalties are, he makes a penny off of every single one of those put on a street. They're all over. I mean, who would have thunk that something like that, something reflective on a street, would be bought, would be used, would be so ubiquitous? I think he patented it. So, you know, yeah, if you want to come up with a patent for something, go ahead. But to play it safe, I don't know. I think I would probably advise, if they don't know what they want to go into and don't have anything they like, I would go into business. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here.
How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we're watching what's been going on in New York. A couple more people have come forward against Governor Cuomo. I think now a total of 5 women have accused Governor Cuomo of sexual harassment. But in terms of what's been happening with California slowly reopening, Governor Cuomo in New York has permitted restaurants across most of New York to restore indoor dining to 75% capacity. Big Apple is still at the 35%. So Manhattan, I think Queens, part of New York City proper is still at 35%, but he has signed a bill stripping himself of emergency powers amid the sexual harassment scandal and people's cries for him to resign. I don't think he's going anywhere. But this is kind of important because New York also, the way they are able to operate for businesses affecting the rest of us. So moving indoor dining to 75% is a good move. Big Apple still at 35%. Governor said on Sunday he was upping capacity from 50 to 75% everywhere other than New York City from March 19th because cases, death, hospitalizations fall across the state as vaccination rollout continues. So he not having these emergency powers limits some of the decisions he can make, such as the debacle that we saw with the nursing home death scandal. So 50 New York Democrats and 5 women have now, Senate Majority Leader Andrea Stewart-Cousins and 50 New York Democrats have called for him to resign after 5 women have now come forward with allegations of sexual harassment. He has denied claims. He also has denied claims that his aides massaged the data on COVID-19 deaths in the state's nursing homes back in July. As we had said, when he had mandated that people go back to the nursing homes if they were ill with COVID to open up room in the hospital, and then those people unfortunately made nursing home residents that were sitting ducks sick, and the death rate started to go up, there has been an allegation that those numbers were fudged, and they decided to count the deaths as nursing home deaths if they were physically occurring within the nursing home, but not nursing home deaths if somebody from the nursing home got sick, had to go to the hospital, and then they died at the hospital. And that's where he infamously said they died. Whether they died in the nursing home, they died in the hospital, they died. And unfortunately, that caused a lot of backlash as well, because if there was any intent to change the numbers and call numbers of deaths from one thing that it wasn't, that is unfortunately fraud. And people have asked, did it matter whether the death was at the hospital or the nursing home? Well, it does matter to the bean counter, to the people counting the, you know, making the statistics. If we're trying to figure out what that move did and if it killed people or not, if it put more people at risk, we need accurate numbers. And when we're being told that thousands less died because they said, well, look, those people from the nursing home that had to go to the hospital because they were very, very sick, let's just call them hospital deaths, it doesn't help us moving forward. And that's a problem. You know, I look at what's going on with Cuomo, and, you know, mind you, it's not for us to discuss on this show whether he needs to leave or not. We're more of a health-related show, so my issue is we need to learn from this debacle and this COVID cluster where we made some real random arbitrary decisions that hurt a lot of people, and we need to learn from them. And so if there's any silver lining, is I think we are going to approach the nursing home population way differently. And in fact, we did after we saw what Cuomo did. Should Cuomo be punished for what he did? If he committed fraud, yeah. I mean, the way the law is written, you follow the law. And if he didn't follow the law, then he does get then he suffers the consequences. And you and I, as either in the medical community or as citizens or as residents, we need to know that our public officials are trying to keep us safe. And so I get that public officials, and it's horrible, you know, that there are people that they harass, they, you know, might try to kiss people, they might try to get people into bed. These are things that can take years in the courts to decide. But if we have somebody in power that possibly put people at risk, then, you know, is that enough for him to resign? That's up to you guys to decide. Me, I want to make sure nothing like that ever happens again. You have a vulnerable population. They cannot be, you know, forced to have roommates that are sick when they can't leave. They can't walk out of there. They have dementia. They have health disabilities. And I've gotten asked that, you know, would they have gotten sick anyway? They could have. They could have. But unfortunately, when it comes to law, you work with the facts at hand. And the facts at hand is sick people were sent to the nursing homes. And people have taken it further, saying he wanted to save the younger people by getting these people out of the hospital. And, you know, he's been accused of, on purpose, putting older people. I don't know if it was a purpose. I think it just showed that it was a very chaotic time and stupid decisions were made by people that don't understand healthcare. And he thought, you know what, we got to open up the hospital bed. So anybody who's going to take longer than a few days and are going to take weeks, get them out of the hospital so we could get more people treated and then put them back in nursing facilities that are out there already. And it was almost like that scene in Gone with the Wind where they're taking care of Civil War soldiers, and you're just seeing as far as the camera pans out, as far as the eye could see, people who are sick that need care. And it was just, you know what, just all hands on deck. The unfortunately, though, is, you know, nursing homes that are already trying to keep people safe, if they were allowed to do what they do best and if they were listened to, we might have avoided more people dying. So unfortunately, it was a mess, and so it shouldn't have happened. It didn't happen in any other city. And some people could say, yeah, but, you know, in his defense, it was New York City. You know, New York City didn't have enough hospitals. Well, why is that? Why, you know, why are we so underprepared? Why couldn't we, if there were lockdowns, why couldn't we repurpose the Javits Center? Why couldn't we use that battleship that was brought in that was hardly used? And I haven't read up what the logistics were. You know, there was a battleship that was recommissioned to be used for and repurposed for medical, where you could isolate people, take care of people. Is it because there just wasn't enough staff? Is it because it wasn't practical to try to take people over to the port and then have them admitted there? Is it because it was just, you know, the practicality might not have been in place, but we do have, the one thing this COVID pandemic has highlighted is we have a very unprepared landscape for any sort of natural disaster or pathogen. We knew when Ebola hit in 2014, 2017, the Congo, we knew we weren't going to be prepared. The silver lining to what happened with COVID is at least now we have a switch we can hit to have kids go home and learn. We have businesses and schools now virtually set up. It's not ideal, but at least we have a way where if we did have to isolate and bunker down, we've been through it before. We know how to do it. Unfortunately, though, we still are underprepared. We don't have enough hospitals. We don't have enough medical centers. We don't have enough doctors, nurses, nurse practitioners, PAs. So I don't know if we've learned much from it. I understand hospitals cost money, but then have facilities that could be used for both, that could be turned into a hospital. 1-877 Dr. Ellie, don't go away.
Stay at home. Public health concerns. The reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$5,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.